with fentanyl.
I don't remember eating fentanyl. At least I don't.
Would you remember, though?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Maybe that's the reason my brain's so fucking damaged.
Damage.
But welcome tonight. We're talking about fentanyl. One of the most dangerous fucking drugs in the world. And for some people, it's actually a benefit.
Wait, aren't we talking about fentanyl, one of Godzilla's like greatest adversaries?
Dude, carfentanyl is
interesting. I thought we was talking about my cousin fentanyl.
Mecha fentanyl? You guys never saw Mecha fentanyl versus Godzilla? Got about three baby
daddies, four of them.
I just saw it on
Jay's one of the Jay's one of those baby daddies. Man, we're off to a fucking great start tonight, guys. Congrats.
I mean, congrats. Have you not been here before? This is how we always start. This
no, I've never been here before. I'm not some being that has taken Jason's skin and worn it.
So I thought I knew you were just a skin suit of him.
You never know. You don't know what I am underneath.
I know so much, but I played dumb so that way people don't suspect.
I always said Darby was a CIA plant.
I believe it.
Yeah, why would I work for that. Why would I work for the CIA? I'm actually working for the Soviets and Antarctica.
First thing some fucking suit would say, why would I work for the CIA? Aha. Yeah.
You're right. It's like the NSA or some shit like that.
What are you talking about, guys? I don't glow in the dark.
You don't glow in the dark, know. But I bet you really have one. No like it was facial features. Glowing,
that night for the hurricane.
You're a man in black.
It'd be dope if I was Man in Black. Imagine how much shit I could do. I just walk into a store and steal everything and just flash the dude in the eyes and walk out.
The skin complexion is right. The hair is wrong.
What?
For you to be a Man in Black.
Well, I don't know, man. Maybe there's a Man in Black for hippies and that's my job.
Could be.
I don't know. Sounds like a lie to me. A lot of things are lies.
I don't know,
everything
man.
Is a lie. Good. Everything a lie, brother. Everything a lie.
So what the fuck are we talking about tonight, Jay? Tell us. Tell us,
we're
God.
Talking
before.
About everything, man.
We're talking about how lobsters are shouldn't be a fucking pricey food. It's a goddamn cockroach.
Did you
it
know there's...
It wasn't a pricey food before. It used to be fed to people in jail because it was looked at as a lesser meat.
Whoever figures out how to make pigeons a delicacy again in New York is going to fucking soar. That's why they're here.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, right? You like that? Thank you.
Because pigeons are birds and they can fly.
Woo, that's right. You can get Birdman to it. You can have him be like part of the brand hosting. He likes birds and pigeons and shit.
Did you know there's like six different species of arthropods that evolved into crabs separately?
Are you one of them?
Am I a crab?
That's why he's like that.
I am a crab.
Crab people. Crab people. Hey, shout out to Matt Stone.
Wait, Talon, did you ever read Gunslinger? Dark Tower?
I have the first book only.
I was gonna say there's a scene in the book, a fucking scene in the book where there's like mutated lobster people and they go and they're called like crab people.
Crab? They stole it from South Park.
Stephen King watching South Park and being like railing a huge line of coke.
We all know it.
Yeah, right. And he was like railing a huge line of coke. He's like, I gotta write about crab people. And then fucking put it in the
series. All he really wants to do is write the N-word and say scary shit with too much detail.
What?
Hey, I like some of Stephen King's work. Like, I like Cell. Like, if you ever read that book's good, but you're kind of right, though.
From Dragon Ball Z?
Cell? Yeah.
I like that saga.
You didn't know Stephen King wrote Dragon Ball Z?
It's the best one.
Right, I didn't like the Majin Buu too much.
Majin Buu is too long and not really satisfying.
Yeah,
Spider-Man, dude. From the galaxy. Fuck off, Goku.
Stephen King like railed like four lines of coke and then sat with his typewriter and wrote the entire fucking Dragon Ball series in his cabin in Maine.
see that.
I like Dreamcatcher. That was an interesting movie. That was
it was.
The Mist was a good book. The movies were shit. What did you say, Dre? Sorry.
The movies are alright if you don't read the book.
I don't remember the shit. Some shit 63. The one centered around JFK. That one's pretty good.
Was that we're talking about Stephen King tonight, guys. What's your guys' opinion on Dean Koontz?
He looks like he uses
fentanyl. I mean, we're on the right topic then, because we're talking about fentanyl.
That man looks like at least one of the characters he's written about. It's crazy.
There's an old guy right by this one nursing home near my fucking house that looks exactly like Stephen King, and that makes me suspicious.
How do you know it's not? Have you ever asked him?
No, I don't know if I could, because then he'd like start telling me about why he wrote those child orgies in it.
Like, you know what? Maybe he could stand to explain that shit, because I honestly have been wanting to bring it up.
Well, now I brought it up. Too late, Talon. You suck.
I like to stay up just allowing the table to play as well.
I'm going to play you on a table, bent over.
Okay. Now this is going in a place
we don't need to go. What is happening here?
What is happening, Jay? Why don't you tell us what's happening tonight?
You know what it is? We're getting killed by our topic.
What's happening? I just heard how you was talking about taking Talon and serving him on the table.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's like, I don't like that.
He's trying to get us to convert.
Yeah, there's no convert.
You don't want to be a Freemason? Come on, dude.
Nah, y'all niggas gay. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Remember I was telling you about how this one dude in my town who has like a Freemason bumper sticker, it's like ask one to become one.
Ask one or ask one.
Ask one. Dude,
I was gonna say you gotta pile drive a member in order to become a member. That's crazy.
Yeah, I now need a fucking you didn't know that? Freemasons like fuck each other in the ass as initiation rituals.
Uh-huh. That's why they
say right. Like, this is where we're going. We're looking to get banned straight away, right? Talking about Stephen King, child orgies, and Freemasons butt play. All right. This is going to be an amazing episode. Stay tuned.
Less work. Turn it down and listen to the experts. Gotta give a shout to the Talking Junk Network. Show me love. Hosting battles. Playing dope joints. The break room topics always staying on point. Never disappoint. We'll never need them.
What the fuck? Thanks a lot, StreamYard.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to...
Your favorite rapper's favorite podcast.
See, this is why I like your show. You guys charismatic. You know the right things to say. We
are live! Welcome to the break room, the place where technical difficulties are a regular.
Freemason butt sex rituals.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know. I don't know why we had to come back to that, but that's, you know. That's how we roll.
That's Darby for you.
Free police fentanyl. Give fentanyl to the police.
Free police fentanyl. We don't endorse that.
I do.
I mean, you're in Buffalo, so you guys course with the fucking local police all the time.
Hey, man. BPD around here is something else. It's like it's like if they looked at New York.
That shit just sounds wrong.
Like, dude, fucking BPD is like they looked at New York City cops or NYCPD, and they're like, you know what?
BPD sounds like homoerotica.
We should be like more abusive, and since we have the National Guard or like Fort Erie right next door, they just pull out the National Guard whenever they feel like it.
Wow, isn't that inappropriate?
That's that just bullshit, right? The
National
there.
Guard.
No, y'all want to be unruly, huh? We got the National Guard right here. See.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though, because last time the George Floyd protest happened, there was a truck that, like, plowed through a bunch of people and, like, killed, like, an officer. So that was pretty dope.
What?
I don't know if you could just be saying that, but...
No, that's fair.
Hey, sorry, Dre says...
Hey, if it's black men approved, what can we say? I'm only half black. I only got like, I can help shift a decision, but I can't really like make it, you know.
It could go either way in the racial draft for you, huh? That's
what you're saying. Right. I exist for lockups. I am the tiebreaker.
We're going to be talking a lot about dumb shit like this tonight, but it will get serious too. But this dumb shit is serious. Look at this. Fuck.
33 at night, and right next to my little apartment complex, I find a bag of uneaten Popeyes. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like this bitch is laced with something, bro. I'm going to try it out and let you know what happens.
Lesson of the day. Chick-fil-A is better.
Try going
in your down. Extensive experience at DEA, you know, do you find that fentanyl is being laced into what people believe to be Percocet?
100%, yes.
And Xanax as well?
Yes, sir.
And marijuana?
There are cases of marijuana. Don't know the extent of that, but there have been fatalities reported with fentanyl in marijuana, yes.
MDMA? And ecstasy.
Not sure about too much of that, but definitely in heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine. But more importantly, it's the pure fentanyl that's in the pills and the powder. And they're making these pills, millions of them every day. There's pill press locations.
I get that you think about something as an overdose. If someone's seeking out fentanyl, they believe they're taking a certain amount of it, they end up taking more and they end up overdosing. But if someone thinks that they're using a different substance, that doesn't strike me as an overdose. That strikes me as a poison. In your extensive experience,
that music is crazy. That shit didn't need to be that dramatic and epic. That's world championship fentanyl music.
It works. Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. Matt Gaetz is a convicted child offender.
Who?
Matt Gaetz, the dude in that video?
Wait, which one?
The one that, to the left, I guess you would say. The one that wasn't talking, the one that was asking questions.
The older guy?
The older guy, the younger guy. That was Matt Gaetz. That wasn't a lawyer, that was a congressman.
I mean, looked like he was fucking cross-examining a witness to me.
Congressman can do that, too.
What?
Congressman can put people up to testimony and shit like that.
Fuck these motherfuckers think they are.
Matt Gaetz is a pedophile.
It's on par then with everything that we talk about right here.
All right, you heard it here first, or second, or third, or whenever. Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. Put him in the pedophile files there, Jay.
It's been a great episode, guys.
Part of a scheme that led to the sex trafficking of a 17-year-old girl.
Here we go. I thought we were talking about fentanyl, not Wayfair.
Matt Gaetz can sit there and talk about heroin or fentanyl or any other part of his fascist Florida state, but it doesn't matter because he likes young fucking women that are under the age of 18.
Not necessarily, but I understand where you're coming from. Anyway.
I mean, not necessarily. You can look it up.
No, I'm not saying that like it doesn't matter. I'm just saying that him being a horrible person doesn't necessarily mean what he's stating is not correct.
Oh, understandable. I'm just saying that, like, before anyone makes any judgments, he is basically a mouthpiece for white wing propaganda in the state of Florida under DeSantis. And that is a straight up fact. While, however, in this video, what he was saying was not wrong. I just wish the viewers are very, very much aware that he is a literal pedophile.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Continue on, Jay. We lost the
game. Fuck you very much, Matt.
Seems like we're always losing the game every week. Yeah, fentanyl is a highly potent synthetic piperidine opioid drug, primarily used as a painkiller. Because fentanyl is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine, its primarily clinical utility is in pain management for cancer patients and those recovering from painful surgical operations.
I've had fentanyl before.
You said fentanyl porn?
I've had... What the fuck? I've had fentanyl before. Jesus.
You gotta get that on the black market.
I didn't recreationally use it. When I got my wisdom teeth removed, the dentist gave me fentanyl in drip form. Let's just say that it's not like opioids. Opioids make you a lot more heavy. Like opioids feel like... Like, have any of you guys had opioids? Talon, Jay, Dre?
Yeah.
Nope. I've had opioids.
Jay?
I've had Roxycodone prescribed to me.
Okay, then that's perfect. So you've had codone. And then you know how that feels, right? It's more like a head high. Your body kind of goes numb.
Head high my ass. Like, my whole... Everything shut down except like my brain.
For me, it was the opposite. Fentanyl basically made me feel like I was like, do you guys ever play Paper Mario? It made me feel like 2D Mario. Like that's what
I'm a thin now.
Oh no.
Nobody call me a fat man again. You're so wide, oh Mario. Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, dude. Like, literally, like, when I got my wisdom teeth removed, they gave me drip fentanyl, and, like, it makes time pass by like that. Like, jeez. Before you know it, 3 hours are gone.
Time pads like that?
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, I'm not joking with you. I got administered. I think I remember sitting there in the chair, and they're examining my mouth, and they start the surgery. I feel like the fentanyl hit my, like, arm and stuff like that. Like, it was, like, the liquid. Yeah, they gave me fentanyl for my wisdom teeth removal.
What the fuck is used? Fuck? Just very well placed.
Yeah, no.
And they wonder why most fucking people in fucking...
No, it's actually a good thing because I was getting 4 wisdom teeth surgically removed.
Bro, I got all of my wisdom teeth taken out.
At the same time, yeah. And not only at the same time, they tried pulling it out beforehand and they could not pull it out, so they had to take a saw to it. Yeah, no, literally, the only thing I remember in my entire, like, fentanyl haze while I was sitting there in the dentist's office is that they were literally pulling on my head like Tom was doing. And they couldn't get it out. They did
the same procedure that I had done, except minus the fentanyl.
But, yeah, no, they gave me fentanyl. I didn't feel a single thing. Like, and I'm glad they did. And I'm glad they did because it helped me. I
wonder why.
I didn't get addicted. I don't fucking crave opioids. I don't do opioids.
I'm not saying you did, but who's to say the next patient didn't?
Just opioids aren't like that. People don't get addicted by instant contact with a substance. They get addicted by the social and circumstance and material circumstances they have that exist within their life. Like, the rat park experiment actually specifically concludes this, which we will talk about later. That I want to bring up.
That's what she said.
What did you say?
I said they can get physically addicted from prolonged use.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Elise.
Hola, LSA. I'm pretty sure it's LSA, but it could be Elise, right?
You know, he white.
Yeah. I am white.
Right.
And he's jamming.
Jamming.
I could break it, Deutsch.
Triple is fentanyl.
Second Z ghetto.
Jamming.
Where were we? Fentanyl works.
Don't ask what a German guy's grandpa did in World War II.
Oh, depending on the method of delivery, fentanyl can be very fast acting, and ingesting a relatively small quantity can cause overdose. Fentanyl works by activating.
Oh, Jay, hang on. One thing I want to say, since we're talking about how you ingest fentanyl. I want to say right now, a common misconception is that you can absorb fentanyl through your skin. That is not true.
Don't do it. Corn cob. What's up, my guy?
Drink more beers, smoke more weed. Whatever the fuck they're talking about, don't fucking do it.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Do you think this is a pro fentanyl podcast? What are you talking about? Don't do what they're talking about.
This is a pro break room podcast. Just say it. Come up in your friendly neighborhood, Puerto Rican. Drink a beer, smoke a blunt, and then we can go from there.
You know what? I agree with Jack Blacker's message. Smoke a joint or a blunt if you got one. Smoke your weed, and take a drink, and enjoy the break room.
Fucking A, bro. What's popping with y'all? Sorry, I'm on CPT time.
I'm trying to find out where's my Mexican corn, nigga. I'm expecting you for corn every week now.
What the fuck?
He eats corn like Goldberg.
You mean front ways? Front ways?
Like a carrot.
I just know he eats
wrong. Jay, keep going, man.
Well, I'm kind of interested in knowing how they know Goldberg takes corn to law.
I didn't say that. Why are you asking me that? I don't know why Goldberg takes corn the long way. Why do you think I know that?
I don't understand how Jay doesn't know that. Like a sign,
right? With all the people, how do you not know that? It's so funny. All right, if I ever see it pop up again, which I've seen it a couple of times, I'll send it to you. Sometimes I don't send you wrestling things because I'm like, of course he fucking knows.
Wait, Talon, you like wrestling too? I didn't know that.
I'm a fake fan.
Who's your favorite current
roster
performer? Nope, I'm a fake fan.
He says he's a fake fan.
My favorite current roster is still Undertaker.
His favorite current roster is Undertaker, who's completely denying our point.
When do you think fentanyl was first invented?
When was fentanyl first invented? What's that, Jay?
Around the time that doctor made it. Less
50 what or 60 year? Years?
It was around that year that that doctor made it.
What year, made motherfucker?
I don't know. You expected
it? Now, if I'm going to take a slap at it.
I'm guessing 1800s. I'm guessing 1800s.
Nah, 1970s.
No, it's post-morphine, no?
Yeah, 1970s.
I would say maybe 60s.
Because I thought it was originally or used
80s. It could be 80s. It could be even later than that.
Ah.
I want to just throw a wild child.
I don't know, down. Jay. You got to tell us or are you going to sit there?
I'm waiting on Olya to settle on your own years.
I said 58. So
I said 1800. I'm sorry,
you said what?
I said 58.
Oh, he's very specific. He's a Price is Right watcher.
Right. You guys are just saying random, like it was in the 80s or the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm right.
No. I feel like it's just more recent of a development. That's why
it was 59. So Dre was definitely.
Oh, okay. There we go. All right, Dre, you go first. Go ahead and spin the wheel.
Right.
When was it first used as an anesthetic, though?
Vietnam.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably in the '70s.
Okay, like what 70. Was the question?
That's what I said. Oh, so it's probably made in the '60s, using the '70s.
Okay, then yeah, 60s, 70s, probably. I don't know. Yeah, maybe the '20s. I don't know.
It's good to know. I was kind of right.
68.
Apparently, that's when fentanyl was made. Apparently, we're doing fentanyl cuisinaire.
In the mid-90s, Janssen Pharmaceutica developed and introduced it into the clinical trials as a patch.
Patch,
yeah, a fentanyl patch,
like a nicotine patch,
just like a patch.
Gotcha.
It's a formulation of an inhalant alcohol gel infused with select fentanyl doses, which are warned to provide constant administration of the opioid over a period of 48 to 72 hours. After a set of successful clinical trials, fentanyl patches were introduced into medical practice, and people have abused it by putting multiple patches on at once.
That's why people believe the whole thing about you can absorb it in your skin, because you, technically, once upon a time, you could, but that's not how people do it now.
Well, that's a different mechanism of action, though. That's with a soluble substance that can penetrate the skin barrier laced with fentanyl. That's not just fentanyl by itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it goes through your skin. Oh. Into your veins, so kind of through your skin still, but you know,
it's people think that because there was reports of police officers like you know becoming like you know laced with it upon contact, and it turns out
not just police officers though. There's people that have found money and shit on the street and have come up with overdose
effect. Yeah, because it's an easy fucking way to make up shit about it, dude. I'm gonna be real with you. I do not believe that fentanyl can be absorbed through just skin contact.
I mean, have you ever touched it yourself?
Whenever someone handles heroin, they have likely handled fentanyl, as fentanyl is that common in the United States alone. As in California, one in five youth deaths are attributed to fentanyl.
Isn't fentanyl used to come down from meth?
Heroin. I guess people, I mean, if you want to use a downer to come down from meth, I guess that would be a good way to do it. That's some straight, like, fucking crazy shit, though. Imagine
there were methadone clinics that would give fentanyl for that.
What's good, Alizade?
I mean, there's benzo. There's also drug addicts, like, not drug addicts, alcoholics who go through withdrawal who have to take either benzos or painkillers to, like, mitigate the symptoms of that. So, that makes sense. Because it can be very painful. Indeed, say no to drugs besides for weed.
Yeah, but like if you're really going to say no to drugs, say no to sugar.
Right.
Word. Because a large amount of sugar is the same dopamine receptor effect. Gross.
You can't say that.
They get us hooked. What do you mean I can't say that?
We have sponsors that are sugar.
Yeah, I didn't say just direct sugar or the sugar that's found in certain products.
He's just saying to eat healthy. However, I endorse sugar.
You mean to tell me these motherfuckers don't know that too?
I endorse sugar. 8 grams of sugar anyway.
Concentrated syrup and all sorts of other shit is delicious.
Listen, unless you're chugging a bottle of syrup like Ramathorn did in fucking Super Troopers, then no.
Oh my god. Every time I've seen that scene, I'm just like, man, they probably really did that shit, and probably more than once.
Hey, fucking Migs, fucking Elise called you out. What's up?
Elise?
What's
your name every time
you know what? How the fuck do you say your name?
She's going to spell it phonetically for you.
Jack.
Like, you've never heard of Alize before?
No. That's how you know you fucking young, bro.
Man, I thought that was in all the gay clubs.
For real. Especially the... Nah, he probably had a... He had too many cosmopolitans.
Nah.
I've never been to a gay club, believe it or not. Oh, actually, no. I've been to the Buffalo's Pink, and I guess you consider that a gay club.
You said you've been to the Buffalo's Taint? That's the gay pink club out there?
Pink. There's the Buffalo. Yes. Buffalo has something called the Pink, and it's a dive bar.
The Pink. I swear to God.
That's quite a name.
The
what?
Buffalo's Tate, and that was the gay bar out there.
That should be one, honestly. That's a good name. That makes me think of that Wise Kids You Know sketch where they're constantly just naming ridiculous strip club names. And they eventually get to gay clubs. It's pretty funny.
They're not too hard to come up with.
No, it's just like dive bars.
It's one of Buffalo's favorites, though. So, Talon, if you ever want to come up to Buffalo, I'll take you to the Pink.
No, I don't like wings that much. No, you gotta spell it phonetically.
Oh, we also had a Buffalo staple die recently. Do you guys listen to West Side Gun?
Yeah.
Alize says.
Okay, do you know? I agree, Alize. Talon, you ever seen that one album cover with the old lady on it? With West Side Gun?
Yes.
Claire. That's Claire. That's a Buffalo staple. She is an old homeless lady who is always on Broadway giving like roses and flowers to people.
And she just got killed.
And she just got killed in a car accident recently.
Damn.
Like literally like 2 days ago.
That's sad.
West Side Gun is actually paying for a funeral and arrangements and everything.
West Side Gun.
Yeah.
He be talking up in here, but he be hitting the boys.
I don't like West Side Gun myself, but I respect how much he cares for our city.
The fucking CNAs at my work were talking about it.
So yeah, no, it's big news right now.
He was at the country music awards.
Sean works at a nursing home, and he's saying the CNAs are talking about it at work.
CMAs? That's some fucking stroking off ass shit.
Dre, did you hear about fentanyl being synthesized in labs in Wuhan and shipped out here?
China absolutely would. Dude, when anybody says that China's over here selling drugs over to America or any country selling drugs over here to America, fuck yes they are. Of course they are. Why wouldn't they? There is so much of a market here in the first place, and like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, but it was much recently within the past 6 or 7 years, it was just passed for them to sanction the whole selling of it.
Just because America goes ahead and sanctions Listen, though, because America sanctioned something.
Trump put it into action.
Just because Trump or any other president, Biden, whoever else, says, like, oh, we're going to sanction this or sanction that, doesn't mean that they're going to find ways around it. I mean, hey, we sanctioned the shit out of Russia for the Ukraine war, but guess what? They found ways to sell, get oil and other various resources through Kazakhstan, which is one of their satellite states. So we just, we really just make these symbolic gestures in order to make, to like gesture towards these goals that people want. None of it actually fucking matters. China's still going to sell fentanyl to us because why wouldn't they? They went through a century where we did nothing but sell opium to them, and nearly almost all of their population was addicted to opium at one point. So what the fuck is the surprise that they're going to sit here and not have any qualms or any issues selling us back fentanyl in our population, especially?
I'm selling them opium, but I do remember asking the Bill Railroads. I do remember that.
Well, no, opium, the opioid epidemic, the century of humiliation. That's
that didn't happen.
That did happen. Look it up. That's an actual thing.
No, I don't. It didn't happen. I looked yesterday. It's not real.
It's not real. Talon says it's not real.
You're part of the Chinese state, obviously.
I'm part of the CCP now. What is it, guys? Am I the CIA or am I the CCP? Make up your fucking mind.
You can be both. Look at those dos.
I'm a double agent. Official Miss Toy sent an emoji I can't read in the chat.
Use a flip flopper.
She saluted us.
Is she saluting? What's she saluting?
My life is a lie.
I don't know, because the thing she said before that was gay clubs were fun, so maybe she was saluting
the wrong person.
Gay clubs are fun.
A different person.
You said you were never in one, so how do you know they're fun?
Because I guess the pink is a gay club, if you consider it. I don't know.
The pink?
So you just walk in there like, huh, this is strange. I've never been here. Let me just enjoy myself.
I was just sitting at a bar eating wings, and there's a couple leather daddies there.
You sound like the beginning of a great joke. So this guy from Buffalo walks into a pink bar, right?
is that a double entendre for somebody's asshole?
No, I don't know, Jay. Is it? Or is that what you're thinking about right now?
What? Don't try to turn this gin on me.
Stop being an asshole, Jay.
Where's Jay?
All right, back to fentanyl.
It's better than assholes.
Fucking asses in gay pink clubs.
Continue on, Jay. I'm listening.
I don't remember where I was now.
You were talking about.
I lost it. Hold on.
You're talking about the ingestion of fentanyl. That's what you're talking about.
He study. That's what I was. The he study. Following the patch, this is where it started to get dangerous. A flavored lollipop of fentanyl mixed with inherent fillers was introduced in 98 under the brand name of Actique. Why? Sure. Actique.
It doesn't becoming surprise the first me.
Quick acting formation of fentanyl to use with the chronic breakthrough pain. Now, people talk shit about edibles, CBDs, and.
Who talks shit about edibles?
THC, I love edibles. Edibles.
Even though they don't work that much on me, but I love them.
Not on you, but if they get into the hands of a child, could you imagine a fentanyl lollipop? Which they've already gotten into the hands of children that have already died from the 90s to now.
We could say the same. You could say the same thing about vapes. You could say the same thing about.
You're right.
You know what? I think it's fucking bullshit. I think parents should teach their kids more about how the fuck to understand society, to be more responsible in society at a young fucking age. I'm sick of parents holding society responsible for saying like, "Oh, you should do this."
You mean parents shouldn't teach their kids at 20 years old it's okay to take a Popeye's order that's just sitting there and then get laced with fentanyl.
You mean I should teach my kid at 5 years old not to take food off the fucking streets? Maybe. I don't know.
That video was some bullshit.
Or just
why not?
If you were born in our generation,
hiding places. If you were born for our generation, you already know that ABC gum is the best.
I don't even know what ABC gum is, homie.
Already been chewed, sir.
He said, homie.
That's disgusting.
That's how you know he's young.
I mean, that shit is only, like, okay. Somebody you fucking know, or you're fucking, like, what the fuck?
No, I'm a, hold on.
She's I remember
being in, like, middle school, and somebody took some gum from underneath the desk and chewed it. I was like, yeah, this is a very sick world. That's the thing. People do that shit.
That's disgusting.
Hey, did you eat used gum?
What? Did
Wasn't
I do
it? Ren and Stimpy that did it?
No. I'm asking you if you did it. Are you trying to make this acceptable right now?
No, motherfucker.
It used to be acceptable, so it's not like he's trying to make it.
It used to be acceptable. No, like you just pick up somebody's used gum and just start chewing on it.
No. Like underneath the desk. Or have you ever heard of the gum wall in Seattle?
Was it the gum wall?
People go from all over the world and put a piece of gum on the wall. I don't know how you've never seen this before. It's fucking gross.
What the fuck are you talking about? It used to be. When did it used to be acceptable? What the fuck are we on right now? Am I in an alternate dimension? Where am I? Talon, can you please center me in reality? Talon, where am I?
Is this real?
Talon, help.
This can't be real.
Talon's not there. He's in a different dimension right now. Anyways, Jay, keep fucking going. Talking about chewing used gum and shit. Let's go.
Much like other powerful beings, I'll just respond because you beckoned me.
Jason,
you know what?
I'm not here to give you a sense of realness in your reality.
Yeah, you know what? He just responded right now. Because
Jason, are you awake right now?
No, he's dying. This man started here in Seattle at the gum wall.
Oh, good God.
Which has been cleaned off and started over three times in recent decade.
Oh, yeah. There's a gum wall out here. It's not that crazy, though. Like, it's not dripping. It's just a gum wall. Like a clown hawk movies everywhere.
I think COVID started here in Seattle at the gum.
That's disgusting.
No, they say COVID started where fentanyl started in Wuhan, China.
Mm-hmm. I don't think fentanyl started in Wuhan, China.
I don't think COVID started in Wuhan, China.
Well, I don't think COVID started in Wuhan.
I think it did start in there and in the same place fentanyl did.
I think COVID started on the black market. I think COVID started from wet markets in China.
No. Are you one of those people that think somebody ate a fucking bat called COVID, and then the rest of the world.
That's how AIDS started. We have found out that AIDS.
What? I've had thousands of bats, and
hey,
wait,
hold on. You really think AIDS came from like somebody fucking a gorilla or something?
Right?
No, I think AIDS started from somebody eating gorillas and bushmeat. Okay. That is a common practice all over Africa.
I eat gorillas all the time. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, in America, we eat gorillas. I'm talking about Africa, dude.
Premise. That's absurd. I can't believe somebody
that's
would actually
absurd. A blood transmitted disease through eating meat that is raw
you have
is
to
absurd.
Cook your food, sir. Obviously.
Yeah, you think they're always cooking their food, always 100%. That's a common practice in Africa, is hunting the bushes for various different meats to survive.
Rabies
in
is a
undeveloped countries. That is something that happens.
Oof. I'm gonna catch rabies from eating meat.
You won't catch rabies from eating meat, but you'll catch rabies from interacting with saliva or specifically any mouth viscera in general, because that's where the disease proliferates after it reaches the brain.
Somebody caught AIDS from eating a monkey.
Hilarious.
Gorilla monkey, something. Or somebody, what do you think? Somebody either caught it through eating it or fucking it. What makes more sense?
Things. Neither one. None of those.
I don't know. Axe Magic what? Johnson.
Do you think the government sitting there in Africa be like, well, we're going to fabricate AIDS to fuck with the Africans? Yeah.
Why would they have to go all the way to Africa?
Why would they have to fabricate in America and then suspend it in Africa? Like, why would they do that? Like, why would they just be like, you know what, we're going to spread AIDS in Africa?
What's happening?
Maybe that shit was fucking made in Wuhan, China, too.
Okay, so let me re-explain the choices. Either America made AIDS in America, then fucking spread it in Africa, or it came from eating bushmeat or fucking a monkey. What's your, like, what sounds the more reasonable one here, guys?
It was made in a lab. That sounds more reasonable.
In America, sounds more reasonable than people who fucking eating monkeys and catching it. Are you insane?
True story.
But all the research and shit you be reading, that's the conclusion you came to of how AIDS came to existence.
Yeah, everybody still thinks somebody fucked a monkey and then that person fucked people and then it's been spread.
I don't think anybody fucked a monkey.
Or somebody cooked a gorilla and ate and got it somehow. Or somebody didn't cook a gorilla. They just eat raw gorilla meat.
There has been documented examples of zoologic transmission between animals when diseases evolve and spread from animals
to humans. Sure, definitely. Definitely from people fucking animals and all kind of bestiality.
But not fucking animals, eating them or being around them. specifically the avian flu.
You're right, like, there, Biggs. You choking on your gorilla sandwich?
Right.
The avian flu gorilla specifically cow. Evolved from human beings keeping chickens close ranges or in or around them, and that's how avian flu became transmissible to humans specifically. It's not like zoologic transmissions don't happen from livestock that we eat. And when Africa, eating livestock or natural animals like bush animals is common.
Did you say bushcraft?
Bushcraft. I said bushcraft because I was thinking of a game.
You're a fucking bush animal.
Dude, do you think that food transmissible diseases don't exist? Look at mad cow disease. Multiple people.
Nobody said that.
I never got it.
Okay, then what's the point here? Like that it couldn't happen.
AIDS didn't come from people eating gorilla meat.
Why? Okay, then I'm asking you, like, what's more reasonable? What's more reasonable?
Not in the sense that you're talking.
It's much more reasonable that the government created AIDS.
Why? But specifically, why would they spread it in Africa?
Because they have a history of doing these kinds of things.
They do have a history of doing that kind of behavior. I agree. But Tyler, like, why would they do that specific over there? Thing? Like, what's the political or geopolitical goal of spreading AIDS in Africa when America barely had any influence?
I'm taking a bite of cookie.
A bite of gorilla flake?
No, it's a cookie. I'm taking a bite of a cookie here.
It's a monkey cookie.
Yeah, it's got monkey meat in it. No AIDS.
Monkey chips.
I get my monkey meat AIDS free.
Sure about that? According to Tyler,
somebody ate or fucked the monkey. That's all, my opinion.
Tainted. Well, your opinion is trash and it's wrong.
And I think the same about your opinion, Dre.
I sadly agree with him. Sorry about that, free police fentanyl.
I agree with
you. Can suck my dick too, Biggs.
Look, I will not be doing
telling
that
you right now. The only thing that any of us should agree on:
smoke a blunt.
Is a word from our sponsors.
The Dizzle drink, they got an actual commercial. They got her name.
That Dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be Dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more, but go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
And we are also brought to you by Syrup. the syrup for cereal. But it's not just for cereal. I just recently sat down with Greg Michelson, one half of the great minds behind syrup, and he said there is a place out there in Vegas that has what was it? The marmalade one, orange marmalade syrup, and they fucking formulated a recipe that it works on chicken wings. So I need to taste those. Seriously, the shit works on anything.
Wings and scissor? Mm.
We use it for our drinks. It's fucking amazing. But what were we talking about besides eating gorillas and getting AIDS?
Get back to like the concept of the show that we're having. Where do you think crack came from, Darby?
CIA.
Well, I'm not a chemist or a cook or anything, but they said if you get some baking soda and you put it in a pot,
that's the chemical makeup of it. I already said what my opinion was. I feel like the crack specifically was something that was being baked beforehand, but the crack epidemic in specific came manufactured from the CIA, as proven by documents and evidence that we already have. There is no documents or evidence suggesting that the CIA or any American government entity manufactured the AIDS epidemic. However, they did ignore and proliferate the AIDS epidemic under Reagan, specifically because it targeted disadvantaged communities and people that were, not suitable to the state, if you will. But that's a different story. That's not the idea that AIDS was manufactured by the government in specific. Why would America target AIDS in Africa and then come over to America and spread it then?
To kill
people. When we can sit here and say, oh, all these other diseases were fabricated by the government.
Kill people?
Well, you listen here, but we can say that so many other diseases were spread by the government or spread by whatever entity or hidden entity / shadow entity that
spread
we can,
like mustard.
Right. And at the same time, we can use evidence that we already have. We can use documented pieces that we already have. And we can understand that there has been evidence of zoologically transmitted diseases in our history spread from either use of IV drugs, contact with animals.
Why are these people fucking their dogs aren't getting any diseases?
Because there hasn't been any zoologic diseases that evolved from fucking dogs and humans. However, there is zoologic diseases that can spread from humans that is called the avian flu. And then the swine flu. Pigs and chickens both have evolved diseases that spread to us. If you're looking for examples of diseases that spread to humans. That's why it's called the swine flu or the avian flu. H1N1.
Yeah, but how would you get a sexually transmitted disease from eating something?
Because a disease cannot...
It's crazy.
Because the disease isn't only sexually transmitted. That's your point. That's wrong right there. The disease isn't only sexually transmitted.
Well, you could get sexually transmitted diseases from eating.
Majority of the time, it's sexually transmitted. But
in humans, in documented human cases, yes. However, when if you gave a bunch of like AIDS to a bunch of soldiers that were fighting sword to sword combat, it would spread.
I don't give a fuck.
Wait,
hold
on. I know you don't give a fuck, but people are asking me questions.
No, not about that. I'm still dumbfounded on how you think that somebody ate a gorilla and caught the AIDS virus,
but nobody
can touch money with fentanyl in it and die.
That's because it's been scientifically documented that you can't ingest fentanyl through your skin contact.
Jay, I got one last question.
What's that, Trey?
Have you ever heard of the Tuskegee experiment?
Yes, I have. That's where they give syphilis to a bunch of African-American soldiers.
So it's really crazy to think that the same government...
And because we have documented evidence of the Tuskegee experiment.
Wait, hold on. You need documented...
Go ahead. No, continue. Go ahead. I'm done.
You need documented evidence to believe something is true?
No, because I work off of documented evidence. Because when you work off a supposition, anything is possible under the assumption of supposition.
Of course. I mean, but did you say no, like, in the beginning of the question or not?
No, I said I told you what the Tuskegee experiment was. It's when they gave.
Do you need documented evidence to believe something is true? Like
I said I work off of I work off of documented evidence.
You worked off the Tuskegee? I heard that.
No, I almost said that. Yeah. I work off of documented evidence to make suppositions, because otherwise, if you don't work off of documented evidence, any supposition that you can make could be true.
That's fair, but it's also very dismissive of people's lived experience going through something. So you understand.
I'm not dismissing anybody's experience.
People who go and say that. Go on. And saying the government is responsible for this. That was a conspiracy theory at one point. People didn't believe that. Nobody would even believe the government would inject syphilis.
I believe that would happen.
You believe it because you read it somewhere. There's people who live that shit in real life, real time, and say, no, I know what happened.
And I'm not dismissing their experiences.
But you would, but with your logic, you would, unless it was documented. That's insane.
I wouldn't dismiss their experiences if it wasn't documented, because if they're coming to me and telling me about their experience, that is a firsthand experience.
See, I can agree with Dre on this just for the sake of there's people who have.
However, hang on, no, Dre, but I'm saying that if somebody came up to me and said that they experienced this, that would be a firsthand documented evidence of something being experienced, and I wouldn't.
All right, but you're saying there are people who are experienced.
Are there people who are saying that AIDS are manufactured government AIDS disease that have personally experienced the government manufactured disease? Because that is the kind of logic that you are trying to approach right here, because you are saying that I am dismissing their ideals. That because they have lived through something that they couldn't have experienced it, and that I wouldn't believe unless they have documented evidence. However, that is not true, because if they came to me and said they experienced something, then okay, I believe them because that is firsthand experience. However, I would understand it and look at it with a critical eye. That doesn't mean I wouldn't outright dismiss it. That means I would look at them and understand what parts of the story matters and what parts of the story is true, and understanding the references to their story about historical documents at the fucking time. However, when you look at it otherwise, if somebody came up to me and said, hey, you know what, I have proof that the government manufactured AIDS and they administered AIDS to me in the first place, I wouldn't outright dismiss them. I'd be like, okay, understandable. This is the first person that has told me this ever, and this is the first time I've heard about this ever. Like, not like the AIDS conspiracy, but somebody telling me it specifically. And that's when I would say, okay, so I have that first-hand experience.
So there's plenty of people who got AIDS in the
show me one. Show me one that said the government inoculated them with AIDS. Show me one that Arthur said the government. Ashe.
Do you know who Arthur Ashe is?
Google Arthur Ashe.
So you don't know the person, who the person who they named the stadium after.
He died from a blood transfusion.
Blood transfusions is one of the way that AIDS can proliferate and spread, because it is a bloodborne contact disease, and that can also be spread through consumption of blood.
I want to know how this episode turned into an AIDS episode for fentanyl.
Because he probably doesn't believe the government created fentanyl either.
I mean,
believe that, actually.
What is it? Is it heroin that you...
Not American government, but Chinese government. I do believe the Chinese government created fentanyl.
The American government is probably working with the Chinese government to create such a thing.
That's up to debate, but more so.
Up to debate? You think all the guns and drugs get in this country just because it's like...
Americans have enough guns on their own. They don't need guns in the country. I mean, I'm sure guns can get some more guns in the country.
America sells the guns, but they bring in the drugs.
They other do. Countries
get the guns.
I agree. And it's not American government that has the ideals. It's American pharmaceutical CEOs that have these deals.
But you do understand there are guns from other countries that Americans have in America. Like,
yes, because imports are a huge part of American gun industry.
So there goes the reason why they would trade these things. Guns and
I'm not saying that there's a huge conspiracy amongst the American government itself. I'm saying private entities. But anyways, Jay, lead us off with the fentanyl part. Okay, listen, I'm not saying that the American... When I say the American government, I believe the American government is a puppet of corporate interests and CEO interests. I believe corporate and CEO interests have interest in trading with China and dealing with the drug epidemic in a way that would be profitable to them, but the American government has a service to lip service to both the CEOs and corporate interests while also maintaining balance with the American public. That is why it's not contradicting, Matthew. Anyways, Jay, can you lead us off?
Huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, good thing you broke it down that way, too. And then I appreciate the detailed response on that, too. What I was going back to saying earlier, what I was record would say was that sometimes, what'd you say over there? You're awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
Or are you just flopping around saying things?
He's flopping around saying things, bro.
Yeah, I figured as much. you see how much smiley he got after the Dizzle commercial? He's like, I gotta take a sip. Fuck Scissor for a second.
But I've been saying shit this whole time.
Oh,
I have to fucking break down a thesis for a fucking argument. He's over here flopping around.
You're talking about gorilla steaks and shit laced with AIDS.
Yeah, I'm totally talking about gorilla steaks. That's all I said, bro.
No, you're good. Well, what I was agreeing with Dre on back before you started explaining was that, like, not everything that is true or has been true that has been experienced got documented too, especially
right. Peter Pan's really the villain.
Yeah, so, but like, I wasn't denying that. But you heard me, Migs. I was saying that if somebody came up to me and said something like that, I would say that's firsthand documented evidence, and I would actually consider that. That's not.
Yeah, no, that. No, you good. I'm not smiting you because you know the indifference is we can
agree.
But like,
all right, Jay, Mr. Sleepyhead, fucking drunk ass, blunt smoking.
Look at the baby with his little
beard on. Tired, okay?
Tired baby with the beard.
Yeah, I work today too, and I'm over here rocking on voodoos. I work hungover today.
You better stay your ass up.
Jay paused. You there?
He glitched himself on purpose like shit. They know too much.
They know too much. Jay has no excuse because I worked hungover today, man. I don't want to hear any shit.
What?
You're used to that. You were born hungover, motherfucker.
You know what, Jay? The amount of times I came in hungover at work is not funny when you were my boss.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, dude. It was, hey, man, I was surviving off the skin of my teeth down in Florida. Can you blame me for drinking heavily?
Yes. Yes, I can.
You know what, Jay? Fuck you. You're at a different workplace now. You can't blame me for shit.
Make better choices.
Don't fucking tell me about...
Especially in your belief of laced gorilla steaks.
I make...
I was a Navy SEAL. I can hold my breath underwater for 8 minutes, brother.
Are you fucking Gargamel? What was that?
That was Sean fucking talking. Right, nah, well, Jay, don't tell me to make better choices. You know what, Jay? You can make a better choice by taking my balls dipped in your mouth, bro.
Why would that be a better choice for me?
I don't know, bro. It'd be a better choice for me. All right, Jay. What's up?
Erotica in Buffalo, man.
Welcome to Buffalo, boys. Come to the gay pink room.
The Buffalo Taint. Come and get your free gator steaks. I mean, gorilla steaks.
My girlfriend asked if someone was murmuring pussy while we were all talking.
No.
Then apparently my girlfriend's haunted by a ghost that murmurs pussy in the corner.
Kay's over there with you?
Nah, Kay's fucking watching the podcast.
Cool. Thank you for watching. Where the fuck were we? Money laced with fentanyl that Darby doesn't believe can be absorbed through the skin, but he believes gorillas were smoked. Laced with AIDS.
It can be smoked or injected. That's fentanyl or any opioid in general, besides for in pill form / pharmaceutical forms. There's different chemical forms.
Well, it's not far-fetched to think when these people are picking up this money that, you know, the residue that they're breathing in is what's causing them to overdose.
Jay, I can make fentanyl. You can make fentanyl if you have the right lab equipment.
I'm good. And no, you can't. We don't.
Yes,
we don't,
you can.
No, you can't.
Make morphine and opioids if you have the right lab equipment. You're wrong. People don't have the right lab equipment. You don't, but I'm saying I don't either. But I'm saying if you had the right lab equipment.
No. You guys can't make it at home. Don't listen to him.
No, I'm not saying don't make it at home. Do not make it at home. I'm not saying make it at home. I'm saying that, like, in the sense that being distributable, it's very easy to make at home. I'm not giving you any methods or any details how to make it at home, and I'm not saying make it at home, dude. I'm just saying
it's
that,
very precise, calculated formula.
Fentanyl, yes. Heroin or any other opioid, no. But if you can make opioids or heroin, you could very easily scale up your equipment and operations to make fentanyl. And that's not for a government entity. That's for any person, dude. Why do you think it's so common? Why do you think China shits out?
This is a brand name. I stand by it.
What?
Just like an owner of General Motors.
What?
Oh. You don't know about American Gangster?
Matthew's right. You can make anything with the proper equipment. And I'm telling you right now, the equipment to make fentanyl is not as complex as you think. And I'm not endorsing you to make it. I'm not telling you any ways to make it. I'm just saying,
yeah, look,
not as complex.
Look at Walter White. He had an RV, and he was a chemist teacher. And look what he was able to make.
Right. There's an older Darby in prison right now making fentanyl in his fucking toilet.
He's like, I'm telling you, bro, you can make more than just hooching this motherfucker. Now get a pen and paper and take some notes.
Maybe. If I had an older brother out there making fentanyl in a prison, who knows? My dad traveled across the entire country. I might have an older stepbrother out there somewhere.
Well, let's hope he stood away from fentanyl and gorilla steaks.
Yeah, you don't want to consume the gorilla steaks.
Dre, what do you find concerning about this fentanyl epidemic?
That Darby's gay and he doesn't believe this.
What'd you say?
It had nothing to do with you being gay, but that response.
No, what? I didn't say he's gay. I said that Dre was going to say Darby's gay and he doesn't believe this.
I've never said anything.
I'm joking, Dre. I'm fucking with you, dude.
But what was your question, Jay? What do I find concerning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most concerning about this fentanyl epidemic. Did I lose you?
Dre's dead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now I can hear you.
No, I said that it's not being talked about how it should be. I was pretty much being ignored, like, nightly news, national news, in comparison.
Dre, we had an entire debate, like me back and forth between me and you. I was not overriding or ignoring you. I just made my points and I let you talk, homie.
No, I was talking about crack. I was talking about how...
Oh, crack. Yeah, my bad.
I was talking about how fentanyl is not being spoken in the same way crack is.
Oh, so you didn't say the crack part. I didn't hear the crack part. Maybe you cut
maybe,
out.
Maybe my bad. I cut out. But it's like Talon was saying, how we're trying to, I guess, raise awareness or have people understand that this is a very big deal in American society right now. Like, you got the Dave Chappelle clip?
No, because I couldn't find which one you were talking about.
I told you the one that you sent in the chat was perfect. That was the one that was it.
All right, I'll grab that.
I mean, if you could find it, but
I'll find it.
It's just weird that white society is being destroyed by a drug in large numbers, and it's not being put on the night. We said it's not. No, it's not. That part's not weird, but the fact that it's not being used as some sort of look how awful these people are kind of thing. Because
it's not the people that are awful, it's the drug that's awful.
Of course, Darby. But I'm saying that's the when you compare the two, right? In the 80s, when crack was starting to become a thing, it was put, the propaganda machine was crazy, and it was like, oh, crack is coming.
Of course, because Reagan was the one who was president. His whole fucking presidential funding towards the DARE campaign and the fucking all sorts of other anti-drug campaigns, that was because it targeted African-American and disadvantaged communities in general. That made it convenient to their propaganda campaign to divide the Americans even more.
Yeah. Did you got the video, Jay? Is it, you say you got it?
Yeah, but it's not the full clip. I'm looking for the full one.
Jay's looking for the full clip.
And I really a fully loaded clip. I'll be on that shit. I got a fully loaded clip. No, that's not it. That's don't tell me Wayne Brady's gonna have to kill a bitch. I mean, smack a bitch. Where the fuck is it? It's fucked up. Always when I have the a fucking video. Yeah. All right. Fuck it. I'll just play the short clip.
Wait, did it just freeze again?
Did it just freeze again?
Yeah, I didn't hear nothing for a second there. I don't. Yeah. Is it my internet? I don't know.
It's probably your fucking internet.
It's probably hey, you. Man, chill out. Right? Look, she's.
Pay the bill, man. Okay, take it easy.
It's all right. Spectrum be fucking me too.
I don't have to worry about the goddamn internet.
Spectrum be fucking me too. Don't worry about it. They say I got
Spectrum fucks anyone. Obligatory fuck Spectrum. Spectrum is a piece of shit. They have been convicted of multiple criminal offenses of a corporation under different names as of Time Warner and Atlantic Bell Company and Comcast as well. They are pieces of fucking shit. Fuck Spectrum.
I realized it was a woman. She was fucked up. She's like, hey, man. Hey, man, relax, okay? I'm sick, all right? I need some drugs, man. Please, I'll suck your dick for $5, man. I was like, ugh.
Two.
$100 for a sloppy and prostate exam.
You left something shoved up your ass, huh?
Obviously, I'm joking. This opioid crisis is a crisis. I see it every day. It's as bad as they say. It's ruining lives. It's destroying families. Sadly, you know what it reminds me of? Seeing it? It reminds me of us. These white folks look exactly like us during the crack epidemic. You know, it's really crazy to see.
It's really crazy to see. You guys all right? Was your drinks late?
I was about to say, what happened to the video? That was it?
Yeah, that was it. They didn't have I couldn't find the longer one. That's all. The only video I could find. Joke. Huh?
Now, the one you sent, he got to the punchline, but fuck it. You know, I don't know what your solution to the problem would be, but they just got to tough it out, you know? Hang in there. Shit.
What solution to what problem?
To the opioid epidemic in America.
You know what? Actually, I feel like we should pivot here. Jay, if you have my permission to ask somebody a question, I don't want to completely destroy whatever you have here. Do I have permission to... Jay, you there, homie?
I was gonna say just do it. I think he froze.
Hey, he's gone. Anyways, well, meanwhile, Jay's gone. Talon, are you there, homie? I'm summoning you.
I was saying, weapon to Talon.
Yeah, Talon's sitting there. He's gonna sit there and be like, I don't summon any peasant because he's sitting there jerking off. Talon's not there. So, Migs.
What is happening here?
Migs, what's going on? Nobody's around, Jay. What is going on? I don't know.
No, everybody... No. I'm good, but my shit was muted for a second because the dog was... I'm in the garage, so the dog was barking at something, so I muted it. And I opened the garage door, and she's not barking at shit no more. So I'm like, the hell is she barking at?
It seems like this episode was fentanyl-laced.
Nah, you wildin'. I do not sponsor that. Do not listen.
So Migs, tell me what you think is the solution to the fentanyl epidemic.
The solution? I would say the government or whoever supporting whoever keeps reporting this whole epidemic, because if you know some shit about it and you know what's going on, you got the resources to even collect that data, and
you sound like not only do you know
who's manufacturing it, but you know there's places that they know.
Yeah, get your mouth away from the microphone because you're muffled.
Yeah, get your mouth away from any mic. But no, like I say the government, because you know, if they're able to report so much of an epidemic that this is, then where's all that help, support, money, or you know, just that
there's
unit?
There's never gonna be none of that from it, because they make money off of it.
Well,
who would that be, Sean? Or Sean, who would that be, Jay? I'm with that, Sean.
He wants help from the same people that are putting it out there.
Correct.
That's never going to happen.
Never.
So, Migs, anything else you got to say, homie?
Well, yeah, literally, if the government or if there was like some help out there that can help with it, that would help. But at the end of the day, that's what she's barking at. At the end of the day, the only people that can stop it are the actual people that know that it's killing and it's not working.
Eat her treats and she'll stop working.
Yeah, stop marketing it and stop using this shit. It's not.
No, I'm talking to you about the dog. Stop eating her fucking treats.
No. My neighbor came walking by, so now I know who she was barking for.
My dog don't bark, dude. Damn.
Let me tell you, if the fucking fentanyl epidemic does seem to slow down or get
fixed. Yeah, Jay, by the way, I was going to tell you to explain your opinions on how to stop it too after you're done. You know what I mean?
There's no way to stop it. Y'all sound stupid.
I agree. That's my opinion, but we'll talk about my opinion
later. There's fucking no way to stop it. And that's not an opinion. That's a spoiler. You can't stop it. It's not going to stop until they want it to stop. And it's not going to stop. It's going to slow down. And then the people that are addicted to it are going to fade away, because there's going to be a new drug, a new epidemic, a new fucking thing that comes out and is going to be killing people are addicted to it. It's a never-ending cycle, bro. It's not going to stop.
I can agree with that in some ways. I don't know if Talon's still there.
Probably eating burrito.
Dre, is there anything else you want to say? Because I don't want to intrude on Talon's territory here. Because I got some.
Now go ahead.
Let's hope that burrito wasn't fentanyl laced.
I almost don't even know if I want to discuss it, because all of you are going to sit here and be like, nah, dude.
Just say it.
I honestly think that the drug epidemic or any epidemic can be solved by having state-sponsored programs where you have people like, you know, drug addicts and whatnot with safe...
They call rehab centers.
Yeah, rehab centers. And not only that, safe injection sites and stuff like that, but that's just like the frontline stuff.
Things like that.
I agree, and in countries like Europe and country and states like Oregon or states like Denver or states like what's up, Dre? You're cutting out.
I said, there's some states here that do that.
Yeah,
right.
And it helps. Statistically, has been proven to help, eliminate waste in areas with drug addict waste and eliminate transmissible diseases through IV drug use. It's been proven to help. Not only that's the frontline stuff. I think that's the stuff that should be immediately addressable. However, I believe in the long term that eliminating poverty, eliminating the social conditions in which people feel like that they need to use drugs to exist in a society, that is where we will be able to eliminate drug use. Eliminating poverty, you eliminate crime, you eliminate drug use, you eliminate a lot of things. Lifting people out of poverty will do more for eliminating drug use and stopping epidemics than any sort of frontline measure or attitude towards drug use ever will. And that is my
honest. That cashes his check and goes to buy some fucking weed cartridges.
I was gonna say, not gonna lie, you had me in the first half. I was rolling with the first half.
Just because people buy or use weed recreationally doesn't mean that.
I'm just saying, give it feeding people money is not gonna.
I don't say it's gonna cure a drug epidemic.
It's gonna feed it more.
I don't say we should give people money. I say we should offer jobs and like more various different resources to people.
People are going to work hard for their money, and some people are not going to work hard for their money.
And just because people work hard and work hard for their money, addiction. And just because people work hard and don't work hard for the money doesn't mean they should be valued any different or any less in society at all.
Right. But what I'm telling you right now is that there's no difference from a nigga holding his fucking Dunkin' Donuts cup on the corner right now and a motherfucker working a 9-to-5. Whatever money they're getting, if they're both addicted to the same drug, they're getting their fix regardless. And, so it doesn't matter.
And you're looking at it in a different way than I was. You're looking at it a different way than I was. It doesn't matter what job or what position of wealth or what occupation that you hold. It's that overall people should have a more responsible, not responsible, but a more wealthy and more like accommodating
but
society.
It's never gonna happen, bro.
You say it never happens, but meanwhile, Europe has been able to solve their drug epidemics by offering these programs.
They do
better than America. Now go ahead, Dre.
Always do the European thing, and I understand it, but we have to keep reminding you: Finland has a population of like 13 million white people.
It doesn't matter what population we have.
That definitely does matter.
Matters in the sense that we can institute these programs on a nationwide scale, and that we have more money and more resources available to us to institute these programs than the Europeans ever would.
More people. There's probably the same amount of people in Finland
You're ignoring my point. I literally just said it doesn't matter the amount of people, in the sense that even if you do count for people, America has more resources, more wealth, and more capital available to address these issues than any of the European nations, and they fail to do so in any meaningful measure.
Right, but that same statement can be applied to many arguments.
How so? And they can be applied to many arguments because America is failing as a first world country. That is why it can be applied to many arguments. Bombshell, huh?
No, I was just waiting for Jay to say something.
Jay can't say anything because America is a fucking failed first world country, and it's a piece of shit, in my opinion. Nobody else's opinion. This isn't a break room sponsored opinion.
No, that's fine. America is a failed state. You got it. But you're not going to get everybody to be on the same page.
But that's where it all starts, is in the fact that America is a failed state and it doesn't offer the resources for people to
The resources are a part of it, but when you have all these different people from all different parts of the world, all these different religious beliefs, America is just too diverse to think.
That's what makes it more powerful, because we have... I disagree, because that's what makes it more powerful, in the sense that we have more angles and inflections and influences from different cultures that can make us entirely into something that is powerful or more unseen than any other nation in the world. Because it doesn't matter what culture, what race, what belief, or what belonging you belong to. What matters overall is that we're all workers. We all work. We all do jobs. We are the proletariat.
And it's all for profit, right? We work, we have these jobs for profit, right?
We all work for profit. And if
And so does Big Pharma, who basically runs the good old corporation of the United States.
But who owns the means of production? Who owns the means of production? Is it Big Pharma or is it the workers? It's Big Pharma.
And you're going to work for that wage, and you're going to produce these things regardless.
But what if we didn't work for wages, and what if we, as workers, seize the means of production directly?
But we don't live in a what-if world, bro.
You're asking what I believe in, and I'm telling you it right now.
And there's the reaction. Like, I wish, too.
I ain't gonna lie. Like,
if you don't have to wish,
we're not back to like just simple trade versus having to use money. Then hell yeah, like
I don't believe in that. I believe in a world where the workers own the meat. I don't believe in bartering. I believe in the workers own the means of production. I never said, when did I believe in bartering? When does that come along? What?
That was just a suggestion, but that's just an idea. And it's like, I'm not disagreeing with you on the face, like on his face, but it's just, I know that's not going to happen and it's not going to work. I get it. It sounds good.
You don't think it's going to work because that's what you
know. I know that
one. It has worked in societies. The Soviet Union and China has both managed to excel the United States development by nearly five times fold. United States and the Soviet Union both have managed to accomplish what America did in 400 years and 50 years.
And another thing that you do is like you completely dismiss the importance of white supremacy in this country. And
I believe it's a problem because I got a death threat from a white supremacist today. How would I dismiss it? That's the first thing I dismiss.
I'm saying I don't think you understand that. That's not going to work in this country with the history.
Because this country needs a civil war and people need to arm themselves. And especially leftists and liberals and communists need to arm themselves and take up arms and learn how to shoot. That is my honest opinion. Nobody else's opinion. That is my own opinion.
I mean, they already got guns. They just pretend they don't.
And that's a lot of, you're correct. There's a lot of leftists and liberals. And it's a good thing they don't, they pretend they don't, because otherwise that would.
I don't know. I don't like saying you shouldn't have guns or we're going to.
I agree. People should. I agree that you know what, dude. If I have an opinion, I know that when I grow older, I want my children to learn how to shoot and learn how to operate guns because it is an important aspect to society, whether you are American or any other nationality. That is my honest opinion.
Look at you, Mr. 2A.
I'm not. I'm definitely. I don't believe in the 2A. I believe that everybody should have guns. I think the homeless people should have guns. We should arm the homeless and take the Capitol.
You arm the homeless, they ain't gonna be homeless for long.
Goddamn right. Jay, you're right. I love that. You're right. I love that quote. You arm the homeless, they won't be homeless for long. I want that in a bumper sticker, motherfucker.
They're just gonna sell their guns for some fentanyl. The fuck?
Word up.
And then we'll give them more guns. We'll give them fentanyl and guns so they can take over the state.
They got no guns. I mean, it's kind of hard for a group of
guns to in an anarchy world.
Jay, anarchy sounds great compared to what we
got now. Bro, the fucking... You're talking about Anarchy 99.
So Jake,
like you work for the first XXX movie.
So Jay, let's get us back on track here. What are we finishing? We got like 40 minutes left here in the show. Well, what's going on?
There's really no track to get back on. We kind of summed up majority of what's happening. The drugs are coming from China and Mexico. They're being smuggled in like everything else. And just like every other epidemic, it's not going to stop until a new one comes out. And it'll seem like it stopped. But like Dre said, the coverage will get less and less, just like it is now. It's very minimal. And until it just disappears, you won't hear about it until you hear about the next drug that they want you to hear about. And really, they're not, if you ask me, if you want an opinion, if you want a hot take, when they do first bring it out on the news, there's a new wave of drug, a new wave of deadly drugs circulating the nation. It's not for you to be aware that there's a new drug out there to stay away from. It's a new drug for you to go out there and buy, for you to go out there and make yourself addicted to so that the profits can rein in for whoever's putting it out there. And really, whoever's putting it out there is in control of those newscasts. So like I said, just wait for the next one. There'll be another episode for another epidemic, for more people being laced with more drugs and more food or clothing or drinks. It doesn't matter. There's a fucking bitch right now getting roofied at a club and nobody's giving a fuck. Why? Because the next drug came out after roofies, whatever the fuck it was. This is how the world works. It's a fucking cycle. Or at least the United States. Hot take over.
Wait, say that last part again. I can't tell if you were frozen like that or you're just making that creepy face.
I'm just making that creepy face.
Oh, okay. I'm like, it stopped for a second. I'm like, is he going to talk or is he just there like that?
I thought he was just going to show.